Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's bring in Daryl Ryder. Daryl, I think you are you irritated right now? I heard there might be
very irritated, especially now that I know that Phelps isn't even in the room.
Okay.
Brandon Soder's in hot water. They're not the G-men.
Look, I cannot get behind guards. I can't do it. And maybe something better pops up down the line, but right now, G-men just seems like it fits too well.
What are they, the Giants?
Oh, my goodness. How many
miles? No, they're the G-men.
It's the guards.
How many
the guards.
How many miles
the guards
are
on your... The cons. Who do the guards play tonight? I forgot. I wasn't paying attention. The G-men thing totally threw me off.
The G-men will be playing Detroit tonight.
Ugh. Guards and Tigers tonight in Motown.
Yeah, can we come up with something better than? I mean, I got to tell you, my timeline gets filled every time, Jeff.
It's G-men. It's G-men. Oh, I'm sticking with it. It's my line. Am I right? Am I right, Manigan?
Oh, he is in hook, line, and sinker.
He wants on his grave to say G-men on it. I'm the man that I'm the man that said we're gonna call this team the G-men
and the final mileage of the minivan. It'll say G-men and the final mileage.
I can look through my Twitter account. Can we please put a mute button on Phelps when he says G-men? Does Jeff understand no one likes G-men? Why does he continue to say G-men? I've a timeline full of these things. There's got to be something more organic than what we're going with now. Like I said guards just because I thought it fit in the beginning. At some point, we're going to come up with some other nickname.
I said guards from day one, and guess what? Even the team now is using guards. So you're welcome, the folks over at 2400 Ontario.
Hey, man, I love the fact you brought
anything
that up.
Anything else I can do to help you market your team?
Daryl, we spend a lot of time, but I don't know if I'm taking a victory lap over calling them guards right now, my man. I love you, but I'm not taking a victory lap on that. There's got to be something, and we'll turn the page on this in a second, but there's got to be something organic that's going to come up somewhere along the way that somebody on this team is going to do something really cool, and it's going to create a different nickname for the team. It's just not happening right now. You can't force it. At some point, like I envision Josh Naylor doing something that'll be something like amazing. Like he'll come up with a great slide, and we'll start calling him the slides or something like that. Something. I'm just saying
that's
something crazy like that. You know what do you guys agree? If you're gonna call Houston Space City, oh my God, were those uniforms ugly 2 days ago?
If they weren't all blue and looked like pajamas, they would have been cool.
We'll call them the Jose Ramirez helmet tossers.
All right, I'll give you some. All right, or something, the fire or something, just something different. I just, like, G-Man guards, Guardians is not really going over well. As the season progresses, I totally get it. I understand why they did it. I think it was the path of least resistance. It works. It's okay. I like the music. I'm just, if they win, no one's really going to care what they're called.
Nope.
You can call them, you know, Lawn Remnants, whatever, if they win the World Series.
The Cleveland Lawn Remnants. Can you even get that on a jersey?
Yes, you can. How about the Garcia pitcher for Houston that was 77? And I'm telling you, his jersey looked like it was two question marks. On the back, I was like, what is this? Is that two question marks? And I had to ask my wife. I was like,
keep saying all uniform decisions should come by my desk first and foremost for me to say yay or nay. Good
he's
idea.
He's available. And, of course, he's brought to you by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store as well. So All right, D, you were at camp yesterday. We should probably get to the Browns a little bit. I could ask you a pointed question, but I don't think that would do it. How was camp yesterday, Daryl?
Well, it wasn't camp, first and foremost.
How were OTAs yesterday, Daryl?
There we go. We're still in the OTA phase. We get camp the second week or mid-June there. It was good. I mean, we got to see Deshaun Watson, the football player, for the first time. Got to see a lot of the new faces in uniform or out on the field wearing Browns jerseys for the first time. It was good. Football player standpoint, Deshaun Watson has made a heck of a first impression.
What outside of I mean, we talked about this with Tom Withers for a second. There's this dark cloud about Watson and that, but like the feeling, you know, you're listening about the basketball hoop out there, and you're listening, like, as far as getting things done on the field, and I know it's still early, but do you feel a different vibe, or is this maybe a honeymoon period for having a different quarterback that's running the what's the feeling there, Daryl?
Well, I mean, it's certainly the honeymoon period for his teammates who have, you know, really gotten behind him. You see why Houston Texan players speak in glowing terms of him. His new teammates in Berea speak in glowing terms about him. Not just his generosity, but just his people skills. You know, the way he talks to everybody on the field, shows appreciation for them, things like that. We always talk about off seasons and how great the Browns always look in practice and whatnot. But I promise you, there have been times where they've not looked great during OTAs with some of the quarterbacks that have come through here. And he just immediately, you see with Deshaun that he's a different level of player than what we have become accustomed to seeing. Even when we've talked about quarterbacks looking good, there's something different about him. I can't quantify it. I think fans are going to see it during training camp. I can't wait to see when the pads go on and see him play, what he's able to do. But there's just, you can see that there's something different and special from a talent perspective when it comes to Deshaun Watson. There's no doubt about it.
How did Amari Cooper look yesterday, Daryl?
Yeah, he looked good. Caught everything thrown to him, so check that box.
That's all you can ask for.
Right? I mean, catching the football is the job description, and he caught it well. And the thing that most impressed me about yesterday's workout was the timing between Watson and the receivers, which that usually is the toughest thing to get down. And Watson throws a beautiful football, no wobble in it, no matter the length, whether it's a little crossing pattern over the middle or he's unloading 50 yards down the field, it is a tight spiral coming out of his hand. But also, too, something that we've always been accustomed to seeing is wide receivers slamming on the brakes to catch footballs, right? You don't see that with Deshaun. Guys are being hit in stride. They're able to run through the catch. They don't have to slow down and wait for the football to get to them. Back shoulder, front shoulder, a lot of pinpoint accuracy there in some of those throws. Misdirection with what Kevin Stefanski, I think, is going to do and implement with Watson, some of the tweaks that he has made to the playbook. We got to see a couple of those wrinkles out of respect, obviously, for the competitive nature there. Don't want to reveal too much, but you can see that Kevin Stefanski's tweaking the playbook a little bit too and testing some things out. And you heard him say yesterday that this is the time of year where they experiment a little bit, not only with lineups, but you know, maybe with some of the things they're working on.
Do you think Kevin... Kevin's had a ton of challenges since he got here. He got here during COVID. All of a sudden, you're doing Zoom meetings and trying to practice that way. There were so many goofy things that were going on. And I do think that, well, if Deshaun Watson plays, how much he plays, that people are going to have higher expectations of the coach of the year from two seasons ago. And that, you know, the play calling is going to be under more scrutiny. And that,
yep.
When you look at Kevin Stefanski, what should his goals be this year? What are, you know, what are realistic expectations in a in another year that could be turbulent for him? Because you really, I mean, when we hear a verdict come down on how long he's going to be suspended for, I don't know if that changes the expectations or not for him. I still think fans want him to win, and they want him to win now. Well, they don't care who the quarterback is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, fans want him to win no matter who's getting wheeled out there at quarterback. But, you know, my expectation is that with Deshaun Watson, this offense ascends to one of the elite offenses in the NFL and is prolific. And I'm not only in scoring, but just overall performance and production. Not expecting to see the new punter very much. I think those are reasonable expectations. Playoffs, I think, are certainly reasonable when you look at how the schedule lays out. First half of the season, a little more kind than the second half of the season, not only from a strength of schedule standpoint, but they play the majority of their home games in the first half. They become road warriors there in the second half. They'll have their destiny in their hands because they'll play all three divisional opponents in the final 5 weeks as well. So, I think that obviously the season hinges on Deshaun Watson's availability. To me, there's no question about it. But they have brought in a very comparable backup quarterback in Jacoby Brissett, who started 30-plus games in the NFL, who's shown the ability to win some games. So, Brissett is more than capable of keeping the boat afloat until Watson is eligible to play, assuming that he's going to be disciplined. We don't know that yet. We don't know what the league is thinking to this point. I think everybody is assuming, and I admit, been guilty of it myself, everybody is just assuming Deshaun Watson's being suspended by the NFL. That remains to be seen. And there's a process there that's going to have to play out before I think that we even have any news, because Watson, typically before an announcement comes out, the appeal has already been heard and the final decision has been rendered. They typically don't announce, hey, player is suspended for X games, then the appeal happens, and then the another announcement as to the results of that appeal. Usually it's a one-shot deal. Here's the discipline. The appeal has been heard. End of story.
Our Browns beat reporter Daryl Ryder joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Do you love the move of them bringing Jadeveon Clowney back? I don't know how you cannot love the move of them bringing Clowney back, but it's interesting to me how they still have not addressed the defensive tackle spot outside of the draft. Should that be a bit of concern for Browns fans, not addressing that defensive tackle spot?
Well, they've got some unknown quantities there. That's for sure. Youth as well. It's a concern for me. Taven, Bryan, Jordan Elliott, those are your starters right now. At least that's what I saw yesterday during the OTA session. So we'll go ahead and pencil those two guys in as your starters. You know, Perry and Winfrey, hopefully he gets himself into the rotation. Tommy Togiai, to me, their fourth-round pick a year ago, unknown quantity. Alex Wright, who they drafted this year at defensive end, he's an unknown quantity. Sheldon Day, I guess you can call him a veteran because he came in 2020. He jumps in front of guys like Perry and Logan. But yeah, I just feel like that position, Dan, is such an unknown quantity. I have more reservations and concerns about defensive tackle than I do the receiver position, which we have been debating all offseason.
Daryl, the first question we asked when we opened up the show was, do you think, like I was comparing the Browns to the Two-Face episode from Seinfeld, where the woman that he had met was absolutely gorgeous when he met her at the party, and then next time he saw her, like, didn't even recognize her because she looked totally different, and it was all about the lighting. But I'm just saying, I don't know how this, and you talked about it with both quarterbacks, is this team better today than they were a year ago today before camp started? Do you think the roster is better now than it was a year ago? And I think part of it has to do with whoever the quarterback is too.
Yeah, I think they're better. Everyone's healthy now. Everyone is available. They upgraded the quarterback position significantly. So, yeah, I think that's fair. They brought back Jadeveon Clowney. They were able to add some depth to their secondary, which was decimated a year ago. Right now, your three starting corners, assuming they go with a nickel package, is Denzel Ward, Greg Newsome in the slot, and then putting Greedy Williams on the outside opposite of Ward. So, yeah, I think the roster is a smidge better because of the upgrade at quarterback. Otherwise, everything else I think is a wash. And that's okay because, look, I feel like for a variety of reasons, last year's team underachieved. We've kind of, you know, done the autopsy and picked that apart already. And I think that with the adjustments that were made this offseason, Andrew Berry has given them an opportunity to compete not only for a division title, but an opportunity to potentially make some noise in January. It's on these guys. Obviously, they got to be available. They got to be healthy. And they've got to go out on the field and perform.
D, just a bummer to end this thing with. It just came down. No, it just came down.
He's got this news, a little news broke. A
little bit of news broke. It just came down the wire, courtesy of Deadline Hollywood. Ray Liotta passed away, 67.
Oh, man, no.
Yeah, Ray Liotta passed away. I guess he was down in the DR filming a movie and called Dangerous Waters, apparently, and passed away. Henry Hill.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I think that's what will be remembered the most for Henry Hill, right?
Oh,
Goodfellas was so good.
And especially the way that meme took off, you know?
Yeah, so he was, I just looked it up, he was filming three movies right now. Dangerous Waters was one of them. He was in, there's a movie, it looks like it'll come out, it's called Cocaine Bear. That's in post-production. And then he's got another one called El Tonto. All those movies are expected to come out.
And he was Shoeless Joe Jackson in Field of Dreams.
Yeah, that's true, right. Too. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Phenomenal in The Many Saints of Newark as well.
Yeah. Oh, bummer. Bummer. All right, well, it wasn't a bummer talking to you, though. Daryl, we appreciate your time, man.
You bet, guys.
Thanks, dude.
All right, he is Daryl Ryder. He is our Browns beat reporter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.